Josh, thank you so much for taking the time to join me this morning.
My pleasure, Alec.
So, first of all, as a First Nations man yourself, what does today mean for you?
Today for me, I guess, is a struggle. And it's not... I've been wondering why it is such a big struggle. And it's not just today in my eyes. It's the lead up to this event and all the stereotypes and build up that go into this one single day, I guess. And for me, that concept is really a difficult one because it's one of hurt for so many people. It's also one of pride for a lot of people, but somehow that pride seems to outweigh or be over-recognized than the hurt. And for me, that kind of concept of what we are as a society, as Australia, to have a day where we can be so divisive as a nation, that we can be so divisive as people, and where we can't actually just have a conversation and really acknowledge the two sides. This is a day for me where people kind of sit back and say, well, here's something that supports my view, and that's all I'm willing to engage in. They're not willing to engage in the broader conversation. So for me, it's all of those things, and I guess a hope and an optimism that we can come together, that we have the opportunity to learn and foster a conversation where we can have that dialogue and discussion around what this means for all people and how we need to ensure that all people come together. And I supported it in something that recognition of how they feel as one rather than just something that is so divisive.
And I mean, you know, divisive is, it's kind of the word of the decade, isn't it? I mean, we are really set in our other ideas. And I mean, myself being a non-First Nations person, but I like to think a relatively, you know, left-leaning person, perhaps, in the fact that, you know, I don't any longer support this day. And when I have these conversations about people, about the 26th, I'm often kind of faced with this response of, you know, but it wasn't me, you know, I didn't go out there and do all these terrible things, and, you know, it's not even necessarily my ancestors, you know, and it happened so long ago, why should we still care? I mean, what do you kind of say to a response like that?
For me, it's about the hurt and the sincere hurt, I guess, that's still felt today. And that doesn't just go away on today, even. It's something that sticks with our mob right across the calendar year. We don't just, switch on and feel hurt just on this one day. I think, for me, it's that broader principle of how what this history has done, how we've come to be where we are, but also really recognising that history is important to reflect upon for thinking about what we as society want as a nation going forward and how we really engage in that dialogue. So, you know, there is all that hurt. I know people weren't always directly related to events or haven't directly done things wrong, but all of that history is still felt, still hurt, and it's only through acknowledging that and empathising with that in a real sincere way that people might be able to understand why that feeling is, not just today but all days, and why we need to start working on that more broader, holistic and inclusive dialogue.
And, you know, as you were just mentioning then, you know, it's not just today, it's not just the 26th, it's all days. It's not something that, you know, people just turn on and off, this sense of grief and hurt. And I mean, there's been so much conversation about changing the date. You know, that's been a very well discussed topic for the last, you know, for a very long time, but specifically, especially for the last 10 years. Do you think, you know, in light of what you're saying there, do you think that changing the date is the right way to go? Or, you know, do we need to kind of rethink this idea of Australia Day?
I think it's a concept rethought. I really think it's around actually working out what today means to everyone and working out why it is today of all days and why we can't celebrate what it means to be Australian on some kind of other day that you know, might be more beneficial or really ease the hurt for a lot of people. So, I mean, for me, it's really around unpacking kind of all the different aspects. It's also about being really proud to be Australian and what that means for the other side and how we acknowledge that and bring all that in. Today's a day that we celebrate champions, that we, you know, have the OAMs coming out, the Australian of the Year. It's kind of the opportunity to showcase what the future of Australia could look like in my eyes. And only through doing that, where it's done in a really passionate but also respectful and empathetic way, can we actually drive good outcomes and have the opportunity to really weave this bigger narrative throughout our context across broader society.
And I guess, you know, for the moment, for today, you know, things have changed, I guess, but we're, you know, Australia Day, as it's still called, is still today. And for us who aren't First Nations Australians, but, you know, do kind of really understand, well, not understand, we'll never understand, I guess, but, you know, hear you, you know, what can we kind of do to support our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander brothers and sisters today?
For me, it's really about supporting, and that's done in a lot of ways. So, I mean, Yabam Festival is all online today, a really great opportunity to check out some of our deadly brothers and sisters, you know, singing and engaging in other activities. You know, activities like that, we usually have saltwater freshwater up in my country, that kind of acknowledgement and recognition that we are still here. But also, for me, it's a day that we should, that non-Indigenous people need to just create space for Indigenous people to speak and have their conversation, because too often I see a lot of media choke and social media choke on white voices trying to work out what this means. Mm. And realistically, what is best is for an Indigenous person to tell their story and to try and support and give weight behind that if you believe strongly about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Josh, thank you so much for being so candid and for talking to us this morning.
Thanks, Alex. It was my pleasure.